Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, avid book readers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. Islam is a comprehensive religion that seeks to protect us from the allurements that might make us forgetful of our inevitable fate in the few years we live in the world. Religion prepares us for our eternal afterlife. Therefore, Islam provides us with various programs during our lifetime to keep us prepared and on track. We're encouraged to take care of our community members, to seek knowledge even if it is at the end of the world, and to be benevolent, thoughtful, and hardworking. Islam also emphasizes on worshipping, acts that don't appear to be very beneficial in practice. Like, what's the point of praying? As you probably know, mankind is also very forgetful. We quickly get distracted and we forget our goals. One of the points of worship is to continually remind ourselves of what we're doing. We pray 5 times a day, reminding ourselves 5 times of the religion we follow and the pledge we have made, the end that awaits us, and the judgment that is near. Through worship, we remind ourselves of the things that matter the most, issues that should be our priorities. We affirm our faith, confirm our belief, and reconnect with God. Worship is sometimes a loud and clear declaration of where we stand in regards to creed and religion and what we believe in. And that's just the worldly side of worship. Worship also leads to rewards that God has promised in the afterlife. There are various acts of worship, but in all actions, there are specific instructions. The instructions matter because it is the one we worship, that is God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who tells us how proper worship is done. When you're washing your hands to prepare for prayer, as you pour water from the top to the bottom, being careful to never go the opposite way around, remind yourself it only matters because you're acting as close to the instructions that God has given you as you can. And obeying God as meticulously as possible matters because He is our destination, the owner of the afterlife, and the source of all good. Today we want to talk about some of the instructions regarding worship, especially for those new to Islam. Stay tuned. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah, Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu ya Allah, subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu ya Allah, subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. Today's book is called Let's Worship God by Hussein Dargahi, published by Naba Organization. This book explains the basics of Islam in a simple and easily understandable manner. It can make a good reading as a short introductory text on the basics of religious fundamental beliefs and ritual practices for new Muslims and youths. Naba Organization is an Islamic endeavor for disseminating Islamic knowledge worldwide. They have kindly provided this book for free on al-islam.org. The book comes in only 16 pages and the contents are Salat or prayer, ablution, water, fasting, pilgrimage or the Hajj, 1/5 levy or the Khums, religious text, the Zakat, Jihad, struggle in the way of God, and enjoining the good and forbidding evil, which is Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. You can download this book from al-islam.org and join us after the break when we read page 12, which is about water. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. So just before the break, we were introducing the book Let's Worship God by Hossein Dargohi, published by Naba Organization. You can download this book for free from al-islam.org. I'm going to read an excerpt of this book. I'm going to turn to page 13, which is about fasting. Let's read together. O believers, prescribed for you is the fast, even as it was prescribed for those that were before you. Hopefully, you will be God-fearing. That's chapter 2, verse 183. Another command of the merciful God is fasting. When the holy month of Ramadan arrives, fasting becomes obligatory on the Muslims. Muslims help the poor and weak people during this month. They caress and show kindness to their parents and relatives, keep their tongue from saying unpleasant words, and spend more time worshipping God. Fasting is to avoid drinking, eating, and some other things from the morning at dawn to sunset, with the intention to carry out the great God's command. Ill people and people to whom fasting is harmful should not fast, and travelers should not fast either. Next, it talks about pilgrimage. And proclaim among men the pilgrimage, chapter 22, verse 27. Pilgrimage or Hajj is a worship which has a particular time and place. During the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the 12th month of the Arabic lunar calendar, and besides the Kaaba, or God's house. Muslims get familiar with each other during performing these tasks and try to solve their problems. Hajj is a symbol of the grandeur and unity of Muslims. They show the servitude and obedience to God during this grand circle and show that there is no difference between the people of the world, white or black, rich or poor, but all are the servants of God. People who have financial and physical capability are obliged to perform Hajj at least once during their lifetime. The next part talks about one-fifth levy, or the khums. Know that whatever booty you take, the fifth of it is God's and the messengers and the near kinsmen's and the orphans, and for the needy and the traveler. Chapter 8, verse 41. If you missed our program, you don't have to worry. We introduced the book Let's Worship God by Hossein Dargohi, published by Naba Organization, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. And you can also download an archive of this program or previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.